Can I get everybody's attention, please? We'd like to start the meeting. Thank you. Call the meeting to order. We'll start with the pledge. Leonard, would you allow me to assist?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Carol Trump. Jane Donovan.
Here.
Kathy Martinez.
Here.
Fred Heck.
Here.
Leonard King.
Here.
Stan Kroski.
Here.
Richard Levine.
Here.
George Palmer.
Here.
Steve Tremblay.
Here.
Tim Palmer. Tim Corbett.
Thank you. We're going to have a presentation, and we're going to move our operation from here to the auditorium so that it's a little more comfortable and everybody can see the presentation, tonight's budget presentation from the superintendent. But before that, I will open the floor for public comment. Yes.
Hi.
Could you please state your name?
My name is Debbie Pasno. I'm president of the BMA, which is the Beekman Town Music Alliance. And I have some of my officers here with me. And we're here this evening, first of all, if anybody isn't familiar, the BMA consists of parents and supporters of the 300-plus band and chorus students in the district. And we'd like to thank the Board of Education for their past support and funding of our children's musical instructional programs. As a result of the funding that we received from last year's budget, along with monies raised by the BMA, we were able to purchase additional instruments, which benefited kids whose families maybe couldn't afford rental fees or instrument fees. We were also able to provide some clinician workshops. We had a master clarinetist who came in and worked in the school for a day with the students, and that was very beneficial. They loved it. We're hoping to do more of that. These type of things are great help to our students, and they benefit greatly from them. We'd like to expand on this type of programming in the coming year, and we're hoping also to be able to provide some additional things that we can't do just with the BMA funds alone. We're still looking for some portable risers, a portable sound system for off-grounds performances, continued support for clinicians, and monies for matching funds and grant applications. We currently have a line item in this year's budget of $15,000, and that's very generous. We're not asking for increased funding. What I'm asking you to consider tonight is that as your budget process continues, if you have to start making adjustments, that you do that proportionately among all the extracurricular programs, music, sports, because we feel strongly that the students benefit as much from the music programs as they do from athletics. And if anybody doesn't know what we're producing in this school and hasn't seen these kids perform, we just packed the house for a cabaret show. It was amazing. This Thursday night we have the Pops concert, and I would respectfully invite you all to come and attend and see where your money's going. I think you wouldn't be disappointed, and you'd find that it would merit further funding from our district. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. I did go to that cabaret, and it was truly amazing. It's just phenomenal what talent that this program brings out among our students. I mean, some of these kids could be off to Broadway in 3 or 4 years. Are that talented? That's all I'd like to say.
We do have quite a few students that individually go off onto the county level for play from time to time, which I noticed and have followed.
A lot of talented kids,
yes,
in the district.
Yes, a lot of talented kids, musically. Thank you. Is there any other anyone else that would like to make a comment tonight? Okay, seeing that there is no others, I will respectfully ask that we take about a 5-minute break to move to the auditorium for our presentation. Please all join us.
Anti-clock.
Okay, we'll reconvene at 8.
Well, we never really.
We didn't move.
Well, that's adjourned, so we don't have to.
Right.
Have the
okay.
Time.
Thank you. That's right. We just moved and came back. Good point. And item 5, minutes, resolved that the Board of Education does hereby approve the minutes of the meeting of the Board of Education held on 2/13, 2/27, and 3/06.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. There's no unfinished business at this time. Item 7, new business, CSE recommendation. Resolved that the superintendent of the schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the CSE recommendation stated 3/13/07.
I'll make the motion.
Richard?
I'll second it.
George? Thank you. Discussion? Shane's waiting to be excused. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Abstains? Noes? We move to item 3, appointments. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the following permanent civil service appointments as indicated.
I'll move the motion.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you, Steve. Discussion? Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries.
Congratulations.
Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the following spring athletic positions for the 2006-2007 school year, effective March 13th, with one change, down with the tennis head coach, girls, Jay Majira. It's the person in the vacant. Was left out.
I'll move it.
Second.
With the change.
Thank you, Steve. Richard, thank you. Discussion?
I was just, that was one item that years ago for the budget that we were looking at because the numbers were so low in tennis. At one time, I think we hardly even had enough to even do a team or whatever. And I think we even went to one coach, just the boys. We didn't even have a girls coach. So I think that's just something that we should look at.
Numbers, I mean.
Numbers of on the team and what it's costing. Like if there's only 20 people and there's two coaches, it's not that I wouldn't want to offer, but if there isn't going to be a lot of kids participating, and we do offer a lot of sports, especially in the spring of track and field, I think that is just something we can.
You know, in other words, do the numbers justify two coaches?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a
because we have other sports at like 20 that we're paying their extra amount, but if we don't have the numbers there, I'm just saying is.
But we still have to have some kind of a female assistant. So.
I don't believe so.
To monitor. Why not to monitor?
No,
restrooms?
If we're going to do away with it, Kathleen, I'm talking about.
There were quite a few girls on the tennis team last year.
I believe
there's
more
girls in tennis than there are boys. Yeah.
It's something we can look at.
But I'm just saying it's just something to look at because in all the years, numbers have changed. Some kids don't come back, whatever. I'm just saying it's something to modify.
There's been you're right.
Where's
2 years ago, we had very few people in tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's really climbed up or gone down. But.
Right. And a lot of people have moved on, too, from last year that played. So I'm just saying.
You always ask for the numbers for all
right.
The
but I noticed, though, too, yes, and I noticed, too, is that even in the other schools, you notice that there's a lot of they don't have the numbers that they're forfeit games because they don't have the people there for
that's
tennis
too bad.
Either. Well, that's
it's
late.
A lifelong school.
Yeah. Well, I know it's a lifelong, but right. I'm just saying it's something to look at. So.
we should keep an eye on it. We're always going in the other direction. George?
But that is a contract issue. We have to keep it in the...
We don't have to fill the
position. We don't have to fill the position, but we do have to keep
it.
We keep the money there.
Perhaps we should have some criteria that if there's not so many people, we're only going to have one coach, not two. You know, I think that's the criteria we need to look at. Is how many students justify two coaches?
Maybe we need to get some Mr. Cook and
get some coaches.
Some different sports. And then if you don't meet the number, then...
Because you know, I am very excited that this year we got four track and field coaches, because for years we've only had two and one volunteer or something, and that group pulls 120 kids, and that's really mm-hmm. good that
that's
we're funding all of these.
Awful big group.
Yeah.
Yes.
May I just speak to one other thing?
Today
was actually the first day of spring sports.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're kind of pushing it here, and I thought we had discussed this before. Can we try and make sure we get these, you know, in advance? You know, I'm not sure where we're falling down on this, but we should know before the first day of sports who's going to be the coaches.
Thank you, George.
No, we haven't voted.
No, we haven't voted yet.
Any other comments or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain? Noes? Motion is carried. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the following substitute appointment beginning on the date indicated.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Richard.
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you, Frank. Discussion? Questions? Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Just so you know, I'm battling a pretty hard cold here that's kind of setting in as I sit here most of the today. I thought I was going to get away with it this year.
I'm
plugged up and stuffed, and I can't hear people, and I'm having trouble with everything else, so please bear with me. Intent to retire. Resolved that the superintendent recommends to the Board of Education accept the following intents to retire on the date indicated.
I'll move the motion.
I'll second it.
Steve? Comments? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries. We're off.
Mind if I...
Yes.
I didn't raise my hand fast enough.
Okay.
I was just wondering, and this question doesn't need to be answered now, but we're assuming that all these positions are being replaced in the new budget. There's no...
Well, except some of it in the detail, no, not all the positions are being replaced. So our... the typist is being replaced. The food service is being replaced. One of the bus driver positions do not need to be replaced. We're not filling one. And that's in the budget. And that we discussed with Dan, and Dan is aware of that. And as you look through your template, you'll see where the pluses and minuses are. We have that indicated. So there are some reductions, and if I remember correctly, and I can go over at the next budget presentation, I can bring the list. I can tell you exactly where the plus and minuses are. But there was a reduction of a... Am I allowed to call it? Is that right?
Yes.
There was the two reductions of elementary. There was a reduction of a technology assistant that's vacant. There's a reduction of a driver that's vacant.
I guess in terms of drivers, because that's what we're voting on here. So is that going to reflect for that CVES run? Are we having a reduction in the CEVS run that we pay extra for, is my question.
Ron, I think if you want to help me, I think the answer is the CVES run remains the same after it's been modified. You have
actually all the runs.
We're still going to have
the
numbers, a premium runs, if that's what you want to call them. We're not
as
saving
people,
anything.
as people retire and there was issues related to a settlement, the amount that the new hire gets is
increased. Right, right. The new person is not going to get paid the same as the old person,
correct.
But there's still a premium for that run.
Correct.
So are we still going to have three CVES runs, I guess is my question, or are we moving down to two CVES runs?
We haven't reduced any runs.
And that specific one, no.
Okay, thank you.
If you know what that is, yes.
Well, throughout the whole year, we had one or more bus drivers out on permanent leave, and so they were considered a bus driver, but they weren't on the road driving a bus.
Oh, okay.
Because they were on paid leave.
Right.
So now that those situations no longer exist, we don't need that extra vacant position, because they weren't really on the road doing the run anymore. So we didn't reduce any runs.
I see.
Just reduced somebody
else. Right.
We reduced
the payroll.
They used up the benefits.
FTE,
so.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So that's by attrition, we reduced the cost for one, but there's no change in the current configuration for driving. And we actually still have two or three vacancies to fill.
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be in the budget for next year.
Thank you.
Okay. Item C.
Can you pass?
Resolved that the Board of Education does hereby accept the following policy as indicated. And this is the with the changes for the.
I'll move.
Definitely
makes to put on the table.
I'll second.
I just passed that to you because I know you're not feeling well. Just my questions. I didn't submit them ahead of time in writing. It said appeal or appeals because in the document it refers to it two different ways, appeal or appeals committee.
Right.
And I just had some questions about
so like under
parents, guardian.
Under C of the new appeals. If an appeal has not been made within 10 days. Once 10 days have passed, the new appeal has been made, the suspension stands.
Right, as is.
As is.
Yeah.
Right. So, Kathleen, your change.
Well, those are just my food for thought.
What was your. I see. You just changed the. You're not changing the.
Wording.
The content, but
the content.
I don't know.
You're just
I guess
changing
just,
the.
It sounds picayune-ish, but we were always taught you don't end a sentence with a preposition. And
right.
I just think it's a Board of Education policy, and we should, like, be grammatically correct. And I
maybe
they've changed that rule. If any teachers are present, they can tell me. Or, yeah.
I bet you the Gib Brown thing is bothering you, too. Have you seen that on TV?
Yes. That ones and all those things. But
yes.
Anyway, no, letter C. I just.
Yeah.
Yes. I just flipped it around.
I noticed that.
Yeah,
me
too.
So do you want?
Well, it's what everybody
should say as is.
It should.
I should say
is. What is, if an appeal has not been made within 10 days of the suspension, the decision or suspension is final. And that's how.
Or the suspension just stands and ended there.
Mm-hmm. However, you know.
Either or, but we should
take as is away.
Just take the as is away.
Or stands as is.
Well, as is the problem.
Yeah.
Right. Remove that.
Yeah.
Just remove as is.
Yeah.
I'm the only one. Didn't that bug anybody else? Or
yeah.
Actually,
well, we are a Board of Education.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
and,
I'm not arguing
you know,
the point.
It'd be like having a spelling error in a document.
I wasn't
you know?
An English major, and I didn't pick up.
Well,
on
I wasn't either. It's just
I'm
a basic.
I'm not arguing
the suspension
point.
Stand.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that states it right there.
Okay.
I don't know why you'd have to go any further than that.
Bug me.
Just drop the other two words.
Just as is.
That.
I'm okay with that.
We're doing it to Scott.
They're really just
yes.
Cleaning up the language right now.
Yes. Also, the athletic director must convey an appeal committee.
Convene?
Or, I'm sorry.
That should be plural and D.
Committee.
On which
yeah, because you have appeals up at top, directed to the appeals committee,
yes.
And then you only have appeal committee.
Appeals. With an S. Within 5 days of being notified of the appeal by the student or parent. Now, Kathleen, you bracketed, then took them off?
What?
Oh, I don't know. I just, you know, I don't know if anybody else had any other comments.
You're our English.
No, I'm not.
It looks like you took them back off.
I took the parentheses off because it's a sentence. Yeah.
It's a sentence by itself.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Absolutely. And you're okay with that? I guess
everybody else is.
Yep.
I mean, I just want, the only other question I have is about parent guardians. We usually put them together, but I don't know what the lawyer would say.
Parent slash guardian?
Yeah.
Is usually how we do it.
Right.
Instead of just parent.
Right, because it might be grandparent.
Yes.
Could be guardian.
Could be a guardian.
Guardian. It could be assigned by the court.
So guardian should be there.
Parent slash guardian.
And F, all decisions of the committee are final. The superintendent of schools will only review the appeals process to ensure the Board of Education policy has been followed.
Yeah, that's correct.
So is everybody okay with those changes?
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
So, yes.
Would you want to make the motion to accept them the way you changed it?
Would you got to amend the motion.
Okay. I move to amend my original motion to include the changes as recorded in the minutes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Steve, is there any other discussion?
Steve's got to agree to it.
I'll amend the second. Yeah. I think.
Yes.
Well, that's right. You did originally, so you
yes. Yes. I know.
Sorry.
Yes, I have them right here.
Okay.
Any other, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion carries with the changes. Thank you. Financial, resolve that the Board of Education accepts the following reports that we reviewed in the last meeting.
I'll move it.
One second.
Letter take the second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstain? Noes? Motion carries. B, resolve that the Board of Education approve the following transfers. There are three under teachers 9-12 salary to teaching K-5 salary, instructional interscholastic athletic to non-instructional interscholastic athletic, mechanic salary to mechanic salary overtime. Thank you, Richard.
Second.
Well, thank you, Leonard. Questions? Comments? Can we have a roll call, please?
Karen Armstrong. Jane Donahue.
Yes.
Kathleen Greenberg-Funes.
Yes.
Frank Kang?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Stan Kropski?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
George Palmer?
Yes.
Steve Trombley?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Well.
We have no capital project information, but we do have items under additional items to discuss. George, you had a sports-related comment?
I was going to ask that the Beekmantown Board of Education make a motion to recognize the following athletic teams that were Section 7 Class B champions: the varsity hockey team, varsity boys bowling, varsity girls bowling, and the wrestling individuals who were Section 7 champions of their weight class.
You're moving it? Or?
Well,
or is
I think George is moving that for a motion.
Yeah. Can I offer a comment? Because I
get a second.
I didn't know that was a motion. I thought he just wanted to bring it up for discussion.
I'm bringing it up for this question, and I guess I put it in the form of a motion.
Yeah, so I'll second it, yes. And we can discuss it.
Now it's on the floor for discussion.
Well, my comment's not pertinent to those kids. It's about relating to recognition of other athletes and other student groups. If we're going to do that, to be equitable.
I think they also.
I don't know if I can discuss it. It's not, is it pertinent to the motion?
That. Yes, it's appropriate.
I brought it up in the fall about the two females that are, I think, are the only two from our school that swim in local and state competitions. Empire State, they've gone to the Empire State Games. These girls are really talented. They're probably going to do it post, you know, in their secondary education. And we don't support them in any way. Period. In fact, the last time they swam at another school's pool, but they couldn't be on their team, so they couldn't swim in certain relays. They could only swim for their best times. They had a special recognition evening for all the swimmers. Our girls were there. They were the only ones whose school did not send a representative to honor them or represent them. So, I mean, there are little, I think if we look, niches of kids like that that are doing extraordinary things, and I only know about them because I happen to know one of the families. I think that we need to broaden our approach and consider if we're missing other groups of kids. You mean you know about these kids because you're, I assume, because you're active in the Booster Club. And it's all over the newspapers, too, you know. I just think that we ought to be a little bit more sensitive to make sure we don't miss other kids that are working equally as hard.
So perhaps we need to have the athletic director make us aware of kids that represent our school, whether as teams or individuals,
who excel,
because we want to recognize the kids that excel in not only in athletics but music. I'd like to see that as a board policy, that we draft a letter, send it to the coach, and let the coach congratulate the kids on behalf of the board.
Yeah, because they don't necessarily have to play to get some kind of support from us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't have to win the states for us to recognize them. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if they get to the states, it's an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They don't have to win. You know what I'm saying?
No, they don't have to win.
Like and, you're saying, Section 7.
I'm just recognizing the teams that excel at the local level.
Right.
And if they, yes, if they excel at, go on and excel at the state, sure. But
so just I
don't see that as an additional recognition. I just see that as incorporation into this.
So then basically we need some way that we're informed of everyone so we don't miss them.
That would be through the AD.
You can mention it to the AD.
Well, it'd be more than the AD. It'd be your music.
Yeah, because your music, because we have people who are in all state chorus and all county chorus. Yeah.
For athletic, it involves the head of the athletic department. For music, it will involve the head of the music instructor. Mm-hmm. We need to let these people know that we expect to be notified.
Can we just have them, the names forwarded when they do something like that, so they come to the board so we can act on it?
Right.
Okay.
So we can honor them.
Right. No problem with that.
Right.
We need a policy.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
A written policy to
for recognition of outstanding students.
We have one already in place that's not really.
I mean, it shouldn't
good.
Be just music. It should also be academic too, because sometimes these kids will excel.
Any kind of
well, excel like at the United Nations. You know, they'll get awards when they go to Boston. They go to
Boston,
the UN,
Champlain, wherever.
Yeah, we could do a policy. We can have like them, the appropriate people forward the information to us so we can act. Because we're never going to know them all unless they do.
So does the board want to follow through with the honor of what the team's
motion on the floor? So
I
yes, we should.
I just have one question. Is it too late this year to recognize them? Is it already passed and everything for swimming? I have no idea when they do it.
The swimming for the other school so they could use the pool and going through that particular process is finished. I know that they're still competing in other meets. And when is Empire Games?
Just summer games?
I think we need to be Steve just mentioned something like that, these kids do compete as individuals too. I don't think that's fair for us to recognize.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I think we just need to recognize them for competing.
So interscholastically, is finished. That's finished, in answer to your question. That's a fall sport. But they swim every day all year round.
Yeah, but is what you're saying would preclude them because they're not swimming for us? Would that preclude them?
Right, they're like, it would be like they're swimming for a private team. It would be like taking private tennis lessons and getting a tennis award.
But in the fall,
we could still recognize them even though they're not swimming for Beekman Town per se.
They're
still Beekman Town students.
Yeah, I see that, but I would rather, I don't want to open that up because there's all kinds of stuff out there, whether it be golf, hockey, or whatever. You know, I just see us as a board recognizing them when they represent Beekman Town.
Like at a school, at another school.
Yeah, but
another
school. Well, like swimming, that would be a no then, because they're not representing us.
No, it could be.
Sure they are.
Well,
in the fall,
yes. Okay. Yeah.
Because they swim for either Plattsburgh High or Peru, because they both have, and also have like swim teams.
So is everybody okay to have that motion stand?
Yeah.
Do you get to vote on it?
We have to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Motion's carried. Is there any other additional?
I have a quick one. I think it'd be nice to have a board member go to the PERB hearing. You know, whether it would be the president or the president, you know, assign someone. I think it'd be nice to have somebody there. To the PERB hearing?
What PERB hearing?
I don't know.
The meeting that they're going to have?
I don't think it works that way.
We never had a board member. Nobody's ever been allowed, ever. I've never heard of that.
No, but aren't they going to have negotiations?
They're going to have a pre-hearing.
That's what I mean.
Mr. McNulty explained that he would sit down with Mark and go over that.
You're talking about the support staff now.
Okay. Right. The board member sit in.
Can we talk about this here now?
Why not?
Okay.
Well, you had a person come in and speak to you, and there's one person representing the district because it's a legal issue. And I'm that person, and I'm not really going to speak. I'm just there to listen, because it's between the two people and the arbitrator. That's who you hired to do it. So I don't think it would be appropriate.
Not at the PERB hearing. No, I don't think it's...
If I misspoke, but you're going to meet before the PERB hearing, aren't you?
No, that's the hearing.
So there's going to be no more discussion before the hearing?
No,
it's an informal discussion.
We just did it with him. He came and took
He mentioned that he was going to meet with Mark before the hearing.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
To go over whatever.
Yeah.
You want to do it, you meet with the whole board. You should schedule a meeting and discuss it again. I mean, you had a meeting with him to talk about what you wanted to talk. Now he's going to finalize to make sure that he's saying it the right way. If you all want to do it again, invite him back. Or you can do it the day that he's coming. But what you said is he was going to go over and just kind of do the next check to make sure he's got all his papers together, because there are legal issues that he needs to address, and that's what he's doing. It has nothing to do with me. He's representing you. And I don't need to be at that meeting. He just wants to make sure he had all his papers. Right, Ron?
I think that's how he explained it, yeah. We pretty much told him what we expected and what we would like him to say, and when he was here, I would assume he will bring that to the...
We don't have to have the pre-meeting. We can cancel it because it's just another meeting I don't need to go to. I mean, that's okay, too. Right. He said it would be all right to do that if you want to.
Yeah, I just thought if there would still be discussions, I'd like to have a board.
There are no more discussions.
All right.
You had your discussion with him. That's why he came here.
Yeah, but that's not what he said. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Then if you want, I'd be happy to cancel that. Yeah.
What do you think that he said?
He said that they were going to meet again.
Yeah.
Before.
I am with him.
Yeah, he did say that.
Just like to...
But if he's not going to meet, I don't have a problem.
Well, he's going to meet with me.
So I think the issue is you're going to meet and discuss potential resolution of the contract.
That's
I think it's
about.
Reasonable to have
what we discussed and making sure everything is in line.
Because
that's
we don't
the way
do
I
that
understood
anymore.
It.
He does it with the arbitrator. That's why you're going to PERB. The discussion's done. He just wanted to make sure he represented and understood the board.
That's what I understood.
That's what I understood, that they were still going to be discussed, and that's why I brought it up. But if they're not going to be discussing, I don't see the need.
If he tries to discuss anything, I'll cancel the meeting.
Okay.
I'll call.
All
If he wants to talk about it, I'll tell him. Does the board want to reschedule another meeting with him or schedule the day that he's coming?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, no. My only concern was before, because he couldn't tell us anything
consensus
about
needs
what
to
happened
tell me what
before
to do.
At all. And I didn't want to go forward not knowing what was going on, because he said, I basically don't know anything of what's going on.
He knows exactly what's going on because he's dealt with the group all along. So I'm confused.
No, I guess not I what just he said here. Some, not
okay.
what he said though.
Well, can I ask that we discuss this in executive session, that we don't have to dance around names and people and stuff?
Okay. Because we're going
to
have an
to
executive
me, it just
session,
seems like.
Okay.
I had a question then, not for executive session. Has the committee of nine met yet, or are there any plans to have it meet?
We have not met.
I'm asking members. Stan.
No,
I have not heard.
No, we're
Nobody's
still waiting for. We have the members picked out. We're still waiting to hear from them.
Of what dates they're available.
And who? Did we actually get names from them?
So
yet?
Whose court is the ball in? Are we supposed to be coming up with the date, or are they coming up with the date, or who sets the agenda and all that?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't think we've come out in public and said who's on the main on the team. I read it somewhere, but I don't think we've ever come out and said
well,
this one.
Stan, it came from Stan. He wrote it on
the
notes.
We never discussed it. I mean, it was just.
Yeah, he just wrote the names down of who's on it.
Administration has theirs. We have ours.
Yeah. Union has theirs.
I haven't heard from Union on whether they have theirs.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're the three.
I guess we just need to.
Oh, we didn't get the names of the three from the Union.
No, I wasn't aware of those either.
No, we didn't get those.
So know that they
if
have
those,
them?
If they could. Could have them move those forward to us, and then we'll schedule
I'm pretty sure I read their names. I'll have to check my paper.
I didn't read their names. I just read our board.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I know the reps or the admin, too. That was
I'll
there.
Contact the president and follow through on that.
I don't know where I read it, but the administrators are listed, too.
Yeah. We have ours. I'll just follow through and make sure that doesn't fall through the cracks.
And I just want to bring up Abosi's, the superintendent from Plattsburgh came and talked to us because up in St. Lawrence County, they did enrollment averaging for Abosi's because every time somebody drops out, that the cost goes up for everybody. And they did it up there, and it worked really well. And people, and that you get more people involved in the districts by enrollment averaging. They take an average of the kids that you send each year, so that everybody knows or whatever, and the price doesn't drop, or it's not going to cost you any more if another kid wants to go. So I guess they do it up there, and it's been successful, and they're thinking of trying it out at BOCES, just like for a year or 2 years. I think you have to give it a couple of years. And he said you might see more people come on board, and there'll be a drop in cost, most likely, for kids in that, because then everybody knows the expectations of how much it's going to cost to send the kids there. So I just want to let you know that was brought up, and he did a presentation on it, because that's what they did up in the OCs up there. So
that has been a problem with numbers.
Numbers have been, it fluctuates too much, and then it costs the district. So so they're thinking of doing enrollment averaging, and if everybody knows their cost.
Yeah, Jane, and I think is it part of that everybody would have to pay, even though you don't currently have the service, right? Or is it only for those that have it?
It's only for those who have it, but hopefully that other people would come on board, because they would see they would have their costs set. So what it is, it's getting more people involved. Right now, everybody pays a lot of different things, but the cost would be set. Like you would, when you make your budget, you pretty much know, you know, because it's on an average.
Yeah, okay.
Instead of the way it is now, if one person drops out, say everybody's doing their budget, and then one person drops out, then the price really, it could hit another school district where they weren't expecting.
When you say one person, you mean one district?
Well, no, it could even be a person. It could even be one student could know.
Because
it's based on enrollment.
Yeah.
They expect so
everything's based on enrollment and the price.
Yep.
So
I didn't have this thought ahead, so I'm sorry, but last year during budget time, we talked about relating to the subs, BOCES, relating to summer school, and that we project how many kids are going to go to summer school, and then more kids than we project showed up down in Peru, and BOCES, there wasn't like a gatekeeper function where BOCES didn't call, you know, say, you know, wait a minute, we got a call, whatever, and we got slammed with, like, this incredible bill. Did they, have they changed that procedure, do you know?
It hasn't been brought up, but that would have been a question.
I didn't even think about it. I'm sorry.
That might be the reason.
We lost a lot of money.
That might be the reason why they want to do it.
Well, it's for a lot of things, and the cost averaging, because of, and that's the way they do it up in St. Lawrence. But no, but they're trying to, they're really, their accounting has been messed up in certain ways, just like Mark has said. And so right now they're really trying to fix, and they have a new system in too for their accounting, and they're trying to figure out different things with codes and things like that have come up. So that could be one of them that
it wouldn't be to their benefit to stop our kids from going to summer school.
No.
It sounds like what Mark
down in at the site, you know.
If you have 69 kids coming to school, then you got 79, you don't get rid of them. You still have to eat them. But you don't have, say you had less people coming, you don't give less to the school for those kids. That's the figure that we set on in the beginning, so that's probably what they want to do.
Well, what has happened, and I discussed this with Mr. King, that let's say we budget for 60 CV Tech kids and 69 go, and I signed a COSER only authorizing up to 60 kids. They put them in anyhow. And so we had that discussion saying, you don't put any more in than I've authorized by law, because I signed my name saying this is what we're willing to pay.
Right.
What we found out is, what James was saying, it was kind of loose and sloppy. It was that if the kid showed up or the counselor just sent the kid over, they would just do it. They assumed the school district was okay with it.
Right.
Those things have been tightened up.
They got to run it by your office now.
Yeah,
right?
Now they have done that with the CV Tech. The loose part still that they're looking at is, again, if we budgeted for so many kids to go to summer school and the counselors or somebody sends more over there, they assume it's okay with us, and we're saying, no, we need to authorize before you accept them.
The only question on that would be, if they're to go that approach, would that mean that if we authorize 60 and 5 drop out, do we still pay for the 60?
Yes, they do drop out, and they fail the test, and then they go back again, and we have to pay for them again.
Well, but I guess there's difference, just since you brought that up, because that's kind of a sore point. In special education services, you only pay for when the kids are there and use the service. If the kid doesn't go or drops out, in CV Tech, if they remove one of our kids that are inappropriate or don't want our child to stay there, we still pay for it.
Yeah. Once you contract
out.
My only concern with that would be, if they're going to do that, is say we went down to 55, that we'd be allowed to put 5 more in.
Oh, you could add more.
Oh, you could add more.
But I'm saying no, because sometimes, before they said they wouldn't guarantee those 5 slots.
Well, that's the thing you have to, they're saying that based on, if we say we only want 50, we're trying to hold back.
Right.
If everybody does the same thing, and a whole classroom of kids show up, they're not going to have a teacher.
Right.
So they're going to say, sorry, there's no more room. So it's like one of those things, you want to give a little wiggle room, but if everybody holds back too much, they don't budget for it, the cost goes up, then the kids show up, and then you have a problem.
Yeah, because there's only so many, like, could go into a class. Like the new aeronautical school, there's only going to be 25 kids that are going to be accepted.
What's on the other side?
Out of 17 school districts.
You know, but the other side of it, too, is if enough people drop out, we don't need a teacher.
Well,
that
was a long time ago, was one of the things with Dr. Walters, is sending the kids, I can remember. And then some of these kids, well, they didn't like it or they didn't show up for school and they dropped out. We still had to pay for that. So that was one of the things that the guidance counselors are supposed to make sure that these kids are really serious and that they're
going to
go and show up. That's right.
I wonder if there's a way that they could go for a few days to see if they actually like it.
They do. They have them up there.
Okay.
So can you mention, is it appropriate to mention to counseling or to Mr. Frechette that we would like to know, or somebody would like to know, about whether or not they've tightened this up?
Yeah, we could review that, because we don't have the detail yet. Like, I haven't spoken to Mr. Frechette about the number of kids and how that's going to work, because we don't have the BOCES information. That's what we're waiting for. And then I will give you the detail for all the special ed and all the regular ed, and that will be in there.
Thank you.
It'll say exactly how many kids we anticipate to go for courses.
I do know one of the practices of the counselors at CV Tech is to allow another student or encourage the school to send another student if it lost one from that same school. They try to do that as much as possible. They let the school know that, you know, we've got an opening if you want to send them. But I think what they're trying to go to now is probably a much better system.
Apparently it works, and more people sign on because they know what the cost is going to be.
Yeah.
Basically.
Any other items? We do have some information for executive session. It'll be under personnel issues. So Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
We're also going to discuss negotiation, too.
I'll make a motion.
Public comments,
I'll make a motion. At the
Are you going to use that?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Thank you, Frank.
One second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstains? Noes? Okay. We won't have, you're not planning on anything out of executive session. So there won't be any action after executive session.
Personnel and negotiations.
And negotiations. Thank you.
Frank, motion, and then.
And Richard seconded it.
I second.
Can we turn that?
Yes.
No, we didn't vote, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Must be old age sitting in.
I didn't hear it either.
I know I made the motion, I don't remember voting.
Do we need to take a decision?
Yes.
Well, now we need to discuss one.
You've got to turn off the.
The lighting was.
But our last budget presentation, I do a formal one.
Correct. That's the one for the community. I'll entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Richard. I haven't got a second yet.
I'll second.
Thank you, Frank. All in favor?
Aye.
No, George, I'll make the other one.
Wait. Any abstains? Noes? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
Steve, were you going to make a comment?
No.
I'll make a motion.
I do it,
Jan.
Thank you. Second.
I did it.
Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks for the heads up, Mark.
Oh, no.
They don't get that. Don't bother me with her.
I don't think.
But it's hard for child care.
I come from a business world, so the children would be working late too.
But it's tricky when you have to take your kid. I got to take Catherine. Where is the bag to put these in? These things?
Oh, we have to go get the box.